And I second what Commissioner Fish said about the amazing work that the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability has done in the past just couple of weeks, explaining the issues to us and dealing with our numerous amendment proposals and helping to organize this proceeding today. I'm incredibly grateful. So thank you very, very much. And also thanks to my own staff and staff of my bureaus who responded to my numerous frantic questions over the past few days. Aye.
Hales.
I'm going to support this package of amendments. I guess I just want to remind my colleagues, including you, Commissioner Fritz, that these were amendments that were proposed by members of council. The majority of them were proposed by Commissioner Fritz. Aye. Okay, that package is adopted. Now let's move to items 7 through 11. So any further questions or comments about these?
Give us one sec, Mayor, just to, in all the drama here, I misplaced a few papers, so.
All right, this is complicated.
Give me a sec.
These are the habitat and restoration.
These are the habitat?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. The five items relating to habitat and habitat restoration, and Bob Salinger testified about those. So any further discussion about those? So roll call on items 7 through 11 together.
Fritz?
Well, thank you very much to the Bureau of Planning staff, who have been very responsive throughout this process and given my staff and me lots of maps and more maps and bigger maps and different maps. Lots of very responsive, and I appreciate your pulling this together so quickly. I want to thank Clara Adamsick and Tom Bizzo on my staff, who have also been working night and day on this package, and Bob Salinger for these particular amendments, which, as he said, definitely do add specificity and make the river what it should go towards making the river what it should be, which is the center of our city and not at the edges of any district.
I
enthusiastically support these amendments, and I thank in particular Commissioner Fritz and Bob Salinger for framing these issues, and I'm proud as the commissioner in charge of BES to be part of this great team that has a chance to continue to get it right in this river between these changes, between the work we're doing on Superfund, and a host of other things. We are heading closer and closer to the vision which Vera Katz one day had of a river that we can all have access to, we can recreate in, and healthy, and that is open and accessible to all. So thank you. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay, done. Now let's move to the next package, which is items 18, 22, 24, and 57, dealing with waterfront park and trails. Give everybody a chance to catch up to those in the document. Any questions for staff on those? Ready for a vote on those?
Actually, Mayor, I think my vote, I can't vote on 24 as part of the rest of the package.
All right, so you want to unbundle those? We can take them individually then if you prefer. Okay, let's do that then. Let's take them individually. Let's start with number 18. Ready to take a roll call on 18, which the effect of which is changing the timeline from 2 to 5 years to 6 to 20.
Fritz?
Colleagues, we exist and we work together in the commission form of government, and I am the commissioner in charge of parks. I've been given the extremely challenging task not only of implementing a bond measure, which at the mayor's request I helped get passed last year, and also working to spend all the delightful system development charge money that's coming in via my other bureau, the Bureau of Development Services. It's really busy in parks right now, and I'll just remind you, we passed a package, the voters of Portland, thank you, passed the parks replacement bond, which gives us $68 million for fixing our broken park system. We need $360 million over the next 10 years. So we don't have the money to do a planning process for a park that's already got a plan. Everybody already said they love the park. It's great. And of course, every park in Portland could have something that could be better in it. We are missing the money for implementation, and we've got to be focused, and we cannot say yes to every good suggestion that comes along in the order that it comes along. Please don't get ahead of the budget process. We just did that with the $15 an hour resolution, so that now we've got less money to spend on fixing the problem of parks employees on food stamps, on Medicaid, not being able to get paid a living wage. There are huge problems in parks that need funding, and this is not one of them. So please, please accept this amendment. Aye.
Fish?
Well, I thought the discussion on this was excellent, and I actually did not come in with a fixed mind on anything before us today. And as evidence of that is I've heard the impassioned plea of my colleague on this, and I'm inclined to agree with her. No.
Sure. Was that an aye?
No.
No. Sorry.
What?
I voted no.
I think you meant.
You said you agreed with me.
Well, if you agree with her, you should vote yes.
The motion is to change the timeline to 6 to 20.
The aging process can be very challenging for all of us. I apologize. Aye.
Thank you.
Saltzman.
No.
Novick.
I defer to the commissioner in charge of parks on this issue, partly because she's the commissioner in charge of parks, but also because she constantly reminds us that we do have choices to make and we have to prioritize. And when she tells me what she needs to prioritize within her limited resources, I'm generally going to listen to her. Also, and with regard to that discussion between Commissioners Fritz and Fish a little bit ago about Waterfront Park being a regional park that benefits the whole city, that's true. But Waterfront Park, but to Commissioner Fritz's comments about East Portland, Waterfront Park is a lot more accessible to people who live near the river than to people who live in, say, 130th. And I think that that's something we need to keep in mind. Aye.
Hales.
I'll also defer to you, Amanda, on this point, though I hear the plea for action with respect to Waterfront Park, and I think there are going to be projects where we're going to want to move more quickly. I'm hoping and trusting that the existing master plan is sufficiently clear to allow us to do that, so that if the Transportation Commissioner does what I hope we can do and take the east side lane of NATO Parkway and make it into a two-way bikeway sometime soon, at least to try out the concept, that the existing Waterfront Park Master Plan allows us to do that, and that as I fervently hope, we get the James Beard Public Market under construction and we need different sidewalk connections across the park in order to make that public space work with reconfigured ramps, which now appear possible, that we won't have a master plan problem. So I'm assuming that if nothing else, we may have to, by council action and staff work rather than consultants and long processes, may have to make some amendments in that plan. But accept your point that there are other long-term planning actions that still need to be done, and we'll work with the plan we have for now. Aye. Okay, number 22.
So did we already adopt 21?
Yes.
So I just call up for everybody's attention that that was a substitute, right? Knowing that we won't be able to, hoping that we weren't going to do the entire master plan, but looking at a small piece to improve the Hawthorne Bowl, which Willie Levinson referenced with his human access project.
Right.
So
that's
it's not that we're not going to do any of it. It's just that we want to be realistic about how big a fight we can chew.
It gives us a place to start. And just for your information, on number 22, the action this is a specific action that would be implemented by an updated Waterfront Master Plan. So if you delayed that, it would be logical to delay this as well on 22.
Okay, is that clear to the council? All right, so roll call on 22 then, please.
Fritz?
Thank you for that clarification. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
No.
Novick?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay, 24.
Roll call.
This is the native plantings. Questions about that? Okay, roll call on that.
Actually, no, sorry, no, I just want, I do not support the amendment as written because of the language and along the Willamette. So it supports changing the timeline. I would support it deleting the language and along the Willamette. So I don't know if I should offer an amendment to the amendment or how
exactly you express myself. Oh, yeah, no, I see that now.
Can you explain to me the reason for that?
Because it's... Yeah, go ahead.
I'm deferring to the staff arguments on that topic, but this is specific action within downtown district.
Right. Yeah, I'm glad you raised that question because it also appears to be in conflict with number 21, right? That if we're going to have enhanced public access to the bowl, then why are we doing plantings? You know, where are we doing what?
Well, it correct, and that's why all these places, the 5 to 7 sites that we talked about earlier for in-water or habitat restoration or improvement are also places that could possibly be swimming holes that also could be places for other kinds of access. So part of what we want to do is sort that out and pick the best sites for each of those uses.
All right, and this is also actually part of the waterfront master plan update that we're now not doing.
Correct.
And I'm happy to accept that as a friendly amendment to delete the and along the Willamette.
And just for the native plantings along the Willamette, I believe that we probably already have cover to pursue that kind of action if it was desirable in the citywide, central citywide.
Right, and this lives within the downtown district, which is really only about Waterfront Park.
Right, so okay. That would be appropriate.
Of course, there's nothing to stop us from doing some of these action items earlier than we're promised.
Yes. That would be lovely. So I'm assuming that we have consensus about a friendly amendment to delete the words and along the Willamette. Is that correct?
I don't remember who seconded this particular one, but yes.
I don't know if we need to formally amend the amendment.
I think Commissioner Fritz also just said that nothing prevents us from taking this up in the spring bump, Mayor. So
right. Okay.
We can go ahead with this vote.
So I'll rule out a friendly amendment, and we'll vote on number 24 minus those four words.
Fritz?
Thank you for the correction. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
No.
Novick?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. And 57. Now here there was...
If I could just clarify.
There was a question here.
Here, the action really is to make this a joint sort of action item for Parks and for Bureau of Transportation and to make it ongoing. So this is sort of just baseline kind of improvements to the system that we pursue. And in some places, Parks is going to want to be the lead. Some places, PBOT, and we're counting on the bureaus to sort that out.
Yes.
Okay. The two bureaus are in accord about that. Any further questions? Roll call.
Fritz?
It was kind of interesting on this one. It was like, he's in charge. No, she's in charge. So we decided that we would do it together. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay, and then the last package is the Pearl District Waterfront, but it's actually 42 and 43, correct?
Just 43.
It's
just 43. The only action that changes heights on the waterfront is 43, so that's the relevant amendment. And what this proposed amendment would be to not raise heights on the Pearl waterfront. If this amendment would be approved, it would not raise heights on Pearl waterfront. That's the biggest action. And it would not allow greenway enhancements to be considered as part of the package of what you looked at when you were getting a bonus for extra height.
Joe, just to be clear, I thought that the amendment includes those, but it also includes other language, which I thought planning and sustainability supported. So I thought that we actually had a choice between approving one version of rejecting it entirely or approving one or the other version.
Yes. And I apologize for contributing to the confusion here because I'm a little bit confused myself. This amendment had two pieces in it. And there's the part that refers to the area around the 13th Avenue District, and there's the Pearl waterfront. The proposed amendment, that is our original language in the plan, right?
Right.
And the proposed amendment would scratch the Pearl waterfront piece and also limit transfer eligible things to consider to be preservation or affordable housing. No,
I apologize. I was confused. Thank you.
But it's easily confused.
All right, and staff recommends supporting that amendment, right?
We haven't actually voted on 42 either. That was checked.
I didn't think we had, so.
I thought it went to.
My understanding was that 42 was discussed but was included as part of the consent.
Yeah, I think you did do that because you all agreed on that.
Okay, as long as that's clear in the record, then I'm.
So staff would still, the staff recommendation is to still consider the height increase on Pearl Waterfront and to still consider evaluation of a greenway transfer and improvement as part of getting to that height. That's our recommendation.
But you're.
We do not support the amendment as written.
And that's because, let's be clear about that, because I don't think we've clarified.
The amendment
excludes. And if you look at the BPS recommendation, it's the second paragraph. Staff does not support deleting waterfront. We recommend development of zoning tools that would allow increased height in exchange for greenway enhancements along the waterfront. We just want to explore it. The principle that Commissioner Fritz has put out there is that bonus or no bonus, it's not a step down to the river and it's not acceptable. That's sort of your argument. If we are to include it, we'd still like to consider the greenway enhancements as one of the ways to get there. And also acknowledge that when we bring that whole package back to you, it may not be a way to get to the additional. You may want to just use all that for affordable housing or some other purpose, but we were still planning to explore the economics of it.
Joe, I'm never shy about confessing my ignorance about something. So it just seems like there's three embedded in this issue are three different ideas, at least three components. And I want to make sure I understand. If we vote down the amendment, then what stands?
That we will carry into the development of the implementing plan, increasing heights, maximum heights along the Pearl waterfront.
From what to what?
175 to 250, so an additional 75 feet.
Okay.
And we're going to bring you back a provisions that will make that additional 75 feet accessible only in exchange for some public benefit. There's item two. The public benefit that the community was supporting and advocating that we want to explore is enhanced greenway. But we also have heard that, you know, it will be part of that bonus package. So you're going to look at it in terms comparing that with the other items that you've already prioritized over it to see if it still makes sense or you want to go with the priorities as you set them.
So if we reject this amendment, you will continue to develop that proposal, and that will come to us in the Central City Plan with a change in the map. Until such time as you do that, there's no change in the map.
Correct.
No one can build that building.
Correct. This okay. is.
But the direction then would be to
the
go
direction
ahead
would
and
be to
raise
go,
the heights.
Go, well, no, the direction would be to go develop a proposal to raise the heights based on the accessibility of those public benefits, and you're also reviewing which ones work and don't work.
Correct.
Right? So I'm comfortable with letting them do that work, even though I'm not quite sure I'm ready to go all the way to that 250-foot height.
So let me just, I have a little visual aid here. This is 250 feet along the waterfront, the greenway.
Well, actually, it's way up here where there's already a building almost that tall.
So what it's, but this one, this building here, I know, is 235.
Right.
And so these two bridgehead things are going to be bigger than that. So imagine going up over here, having that amount of height.
Right. But these are buildings that would be across the street from other buildings, not across the street from Waterfront Park.
Well, no, but they're going to be by the greenway. So look at the shadow.
The buildings that would be by the greenway are the ones that are on the other side of NATO Parkway, which are already there.
But look at the shadow from this building here, which I think is at 300. Sorry, I keep showing them.
So this area that we're talking about now is the area between NATO Parkway and the riverbank.
I apologize.
Today there are a couple of office parks, which at some point, you know, would probably be redevelopment sites. They're two and three stories with lots of surface parking, Centennial Mills, a few warehouses, not much else.
So an enhanced greenway, if it's a more shaded greenway with massive buildings over it, really isn't a good trade. And speaking to Commissioner Saltzman's point, we should be really focusing on affordable housing as the main reason to have the bonus. That was a brilliant suggestion that you came up with. This is, you know, the reason I didn't support the request of Goose Hollow and others and West End to lower the heights is because I think people have a reasonable expectation when they buy a property that the zoning is the zoning and the height expectation right. is the height expectation. This proposal would give additional height. And I think we need to be really clear to the Bureau now. No, we really are talking about historic preservation and affordable housing. The other bonuses, I know the Greenway, I've still got to figure out how we're going to fund that, but it's not a good trade to have a much taller building next to the Greenway in order to have a nicer Greenway.
So I'll just chime in. I support the increased height. Again, for what I said earlier, I want to get the affordable housing. I'm skeptical about the Greenway bonus too, but I'm deferring to Joe and in saying, you know, give us a chance to at least look at it. And I know that study is underway right now, so that's kind of why I would oppose the amendment.
So,
but the action item as is doesn't have affordable housing in it.
The if I could offer, there's two decision points, and actually there's really just one. Is the potential for a 75-foot height bonus on the Pearl waterfront acceptable? That's question one, going from 175 but with a bonus to 250. And Commissioner Fritz has just made the argument that for a step down the river, it is not. That's the argument she just made. Okay, so that's one. And then two, what bonus would you even consider for an increase like that? And what we have heard clearly, and you actually adopted in that additional amendment about the bonus system, is that it goes affordable housing, historic, seismic, open space, and we're going to come back with you all and talk about all those. This Greenway trade-off, in my book, is sitting there in the open space bundle of that policy that you adopted to tell us how to redesign the bonus system. And when we come back, you will make amendments to even that package because you're going to have real options and real numbers to look at. So is 250 just too tall at this site? That would be one decision. And do you need to tell us now not to consider a Greenway trade-off, or are you willing to look at it and consider it later?
And I would just jump in totally out of place here and say I'd really strongly encourage you not to just dump the Greenway consideration from how that would work in that narrow strip of land between NATO and the river, because that's a place where, unlike South Waterfront with a different set of Greenway regulations, we currently only have a 25-foot setback required from the bank of the river, which is woefully inadequate. Anyway, it's a place we really need to redevelop the whole Greenway, and there's going to be challenges there. But the only way that additional taller buildings in that area could maybe be acceptable was with much more than 25 feet. So I wouldn't take it. If you're going to have any kind of consideration of do we want anything more, would we maybe be acceptable? Accepting of anything over 175, which, by the way, includes some bonuses already. The base height's 100, so the 75 that are it's already in there, I believe, as a bonus. I'm looking at Mark. Mark's gone.
Joe, what's the building in the
I wouldn't leave district? It completely.
Excuse me.
Right. What's the tallest building in the Pearl?
Well, it's in this section, right? Oh, in the Pearl itself?
So the tallest building in the Pearl is being built right now, right? And it's between the two parks. It's Hoyt Street Properties' latest project, and I believe it's, I need Mark again, it's in the 300-foot range.
Right. So it's the one that just across the street from the fields.
Correct.
And it's all.
So the Metropolitan's the tallest one today, and that's 225 feet. This new one under construction.
Metropolitan's 225?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So would you really want that by the Greenway?
Well,
so South Waterfront is a good example. The buildings that are closest to the Greenway in South Waterfront are 250, exactly. So the Merriweather and the Atwater Place.
And the waterfront, the Greenway at the South Waterfront is a lot more than 25 feet.
Yeah.
We're trying to find another way to that accommodation.
And is the dilemma here in part that unless we add the 75 feet, we can't trigger the bonus? We can't condition the bonus? We need the 75 feet to create the bonus?
No, it's
Well, go ahead.
No, I mean, I think if there's bonus there today, we can look at reprogramming the way that you get an existing bonus provision.
We don't have to do this to get the affordable housing bonus.
No, it's an additional tool. Do we want to put this additional leveraging point on the table or not?
So it really comes down to size, mass, scale.
It comes down partly to the discussion that we had many times over at the Stakeholder Advisory Committee about activating the waterfront and about the desire for more both commercial and residential activity and being, you know, in terms of right across the street instead of several blocks in. And there were many people on the committee that felt very strongly about that.
And I would just say the idea didn't actually come from staff at all. This came from the Pearl District Neighbors Association folks, Patty Gardner and her group who work on this a lot. And there's a vision and a desire for an intensely urban and exciting, you know, city waterfront in that area that very different than from what's there now. And so they wanted to, you know, see if we wanted to allow more, if we could really get that high-intensity urban waterfront. That was their idea.
So you oppose, the Bureau's position is don't adopt the amendment?
That's correct.
But Joe, okay. I just
even though it wanted, says support here.
Yeah, that's the problem. It says support. So my impression was that in order to remove the height bonus overlay from properties within the Northwest 13th Avenue Historic District, we would have to pass the amendment, and I thought you wanted that.
No, did you support this amendment?
No, the part that's in the amendment is the strikeout and underline. The text, the action item itself is an action item in the West Quadrant Plan, correct?
Right.
So the amendment would be to eliminate Pearl Waterfront as part of the places you're considering additional height, to eliminate consideration of greenway enhancements as a way to get to that additional height.
Okay.
And to add affordable housing?
It does add affordable mm-hmm. housing in this particular reference, so which we're supportive of. We think that your Amendment A from the new amendments today, that's why we went back to that, Commissioner. We found ourselves not being clear enough. That's the clear statement. Amendment
A. So you think A has captured the affordable housing issue because it says so?
Right. I think A tells us what to do with the bonus system.
Yeah. All right. Now I understand. So that's why now you would oppose this amendment.
Right.
Okay. I'm tracking now.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
We put support.
Yeah, and I understand the concern that you raised, Commissioner Fritz, but this is the greenway, not waterfront part we're talking about. And a 175-foot building will shade the greenway. No matter. I mean, the building you can build today will shade the greenway. 175 feet will shade 25 feet. So I guess I'm not seeing the harm done by allowing them to continue to develop this concept, again, understanding that they're going to come back to us with a different set of bonus provisions. So, all right, at least I'm clear now in my own mind. Anybody else have further questions before we vote on this? Okay, let's take a roll call on this amendment.
Number 43?
On 43.
Okay. Fritz?
Well, I appreciate that we've adopted the policy to have a step down to the river. I support this amendment. Aye.
Fish.
I very much appreciate this discussion. It's a very close call, but I vote no.
Saltzman?
No.
Novick?
No.
Hales?
No. Okay. I think we're done with amendments.
Yes.
Right? So this is a resolution. I'm personally prepared to move forward. I know there was some concern that we needed to wait, but this council has a lot of business before it over the next few weeks, and this Bureau has a lot of work to do. So I would prefer that we, if the council is willing to take the vote to adopt this resolution as amended today and allow this hardworking group of people to go do more hard work.
I would just, if I can have 30 seconds, just want to thank all of your bureaus because 90% of what we do is collate and pull together everybody else's information. You know, we don't run parks or transportation or housing or PDC or all the other programs, and they provided an enormous amount of information. They were answering questions. We would call them as citizens came and provided new input, and they were at hundreds and hundreds of different conversations. And so it really is a team effort, and as usual, we're sort of this nexus place that is kind of just bringing it together. So we really, really appreciate all of your staff's work. And I wanted to thank Sally, Carl, Mindy, Debbie, Nicholas, Joe, Jackie on your staff, Catherine, anyone else I missed, because people really did put an amazing amount of work, and because they are such great planners, that's why you get such amazing little handouts to be able to check off the list. And so we're happy to hand those out to any other bureau that wants to use them. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Susan. Let's take our vote.
Fritz?
Well, thank you to the Planning Bureau staff and to all of the staff, particularly in my Bureau of Parks, who did a lot of work over the last 2 or 3 weeks, and also your staff in Transportation, Commissioner Novick, and your office. I do appreciate all of the good work that's gone into this, including a lot of citizen time. Unfortunately, I can't support it because I think we haven't gotten to the right end point, and I think that when these huge buildings start going up right on the Greenway and on Waterfront, that people are going to be quite upset. No.
Fish.
The only other thing I'll add to my prior comments is I want to thank Liam Frost on my team. As many of you know, Hannah Kuhn left me to travel the world, which means Liam has had to double duty. And it's been especially hard on Liam because I believe Swansea is about to get relegated. So I know that's been weighing heavily on him. So to Liam and everyone in my office, thanks for the good work that you've done helping me get up to speed. Susan, to all the people on your team, special thanks. And also the folks in my bureaus, and I know particularly folks in the Bureau of Environmental Services have been at the table crafting solutions in response to some of the amendments that have been brought and throughout this process, and I'm grateful for their professionalism and good work. Aye.
Seltzman.
I also want to thank Bureau of Planning Sustainability, the West Quadrant Stakeholder Advisory Committee, the Planning and Sustainability Commission members, and people on my staff who've labored through these documents. And I know that we will be coming back in May with the study about the affordable housing bonuses, and I look forward to a good discussion and hopefully aggressive movement on that, and I feel good that we're going to get those affordable housing bonuses in place in time. And so that's the most important part to me. Thank you for all your work. Aye.
Novick.
I reiterate all my thanks to everybody I thanked before. I also want to thank Commissioner Fritz for noting a couple of weeks ago that the original draft committed her bureaus to a variety of different action items that she wasn't sure that they could do or should do, which brought me to actually go through and make sure that we identified all the things that PBOT was scheduled to do that it wasn't sure that they should do. So thanks to PBOT staff and my staff for working on that, and thanks to BPS for being accommodating on allowing us to not do things that we didn't think that we were equipped to do. Aye.
Hales.
Well, Susan, Joe, to you and your whole team, thank you. It's a great deal of work on your part. We also, although I think only none of them are still present, we ought to thank our amazing citizen volunteers at the Planning and Sustainability Commission and the committee that labored so hard to bring this proposal to us. And I also want to thank the council for both our willingness to work through these issues in great detail and to have a very constructive dialogue with literally hundreds of people have come in to testify. You know, every now and then in this work, we walk out of these hearings and we say, it's amazing. You know, we get this incredibly thoughtful citizen testimony, and we really do. But I want to reflect on that a little more broadly and think back to the 10 years prior to my service again here, working all over the country, going to lots of other city councils and planning commissions around the country. And I really don't think we understand how high caliber this work is in Portland. You know, we often say we don't think, you know, other councils get to have this kind of dialogue. Well, frankly, other cities don't appear to have this kind of sophisticated citizen engagement, whether it's as neighborhood activists or volunteers on this committee. They don't have planners as good as our planners, and they don't have a city council that gets into this level of rigor and detail on planning, and they don't do the front-end planning like Portland does. So that we can then have a land use hearing like we had yesterday on a design case where the foundation's already in place. The neighborhood knows what it's supposed to be. They've done a master plan for the part that's developing next door. The development community and the architects know what's expected. We've raised the bar very high. That just isn't the case in Fort Worth or Atlanta or a lot of the other places where I worked. And I don't think we always realize here in Portland as we're bearing down on these details really how good we've got it. We don't always get it exactly right, but boy, we get it a lot more right than everywhere else I've ever seen. So from my perspective, which hopefully is helpful to all of us and reassuring us that good work is being done here, it really is. And I'm very proud of you all. Thank you very much. Aye. And we're adjourned.